I'm Liz Pelka reporting. United States President Donald Trump will put 25% tariffs on Chinese imports starting at the beginning of July. President Trump made the announcement Friday, vowing to clamp down on what he calls China's unfair trade practices. The tariff will be on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods.
So there is a risk, a very clear risk, that when the United States takes tariff action against China, that China will immediately respond in kind with the same amount of tariffs on U.S. goods being imported to China.
That was an expert on China speaking. China has targeted $50 billion in U.S. products for potential retaliation. Here, that expert explains the larger impact these tariffs could have.
Any kind of tariff action which impacts the relationship between the U.S. and China will also disrupt global supply chains. That's the first impact. Secondly, the impact will go far beyond just tariffs. When we talk to our member companies, they worry about domestic nationalism turning into anti-Americanism, which could lead to boycotts of U.S. products.
Trump has already slapped tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada, Mexico, and European allies. Members of the UN Security Council reiterated their call for Yemeni ports to remain open on Thursday. This as forces backed by the Saudi-led coalition bore down on Hodeidah. Russian ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, had this to say on Thursday.
They were united in their deep concerns about the risks of the humanitarian situation. Andrea reiterated their call for the ports of Hodeidah and Salif to be kept open.
The UN has evacuated dozens of staff from Hodeidah, but work continues through local partners. This is VOA News. A much-anticipated U.S. government report says that former FBI Director James Comey failed to follow the agency's standard procedures in his handling of a probe into Hillary Clinton.